Blog Talk Radio.
So scared of getting older, I'm only good at being young. So I play the numbers game to find a way to say that life has just begun.
Good morning, all, and welcome to Who You Calling Old. This is Shemaine Canton. I'm your host, and as always, I'm always bringing you the most interesting people that are defining and redefining the way we look at aging and what we can do as the numbers tick up in our lives. Yesterday I celebrated a birthday, so I was happy for that. Everybody gets excited, like, oh, I'm getting older. I said the alternative's not great, so I'll take the getting older. I'll, you know, an extra crack here and there when I get up in the morning. At least I got up. I'm in good shape. But today I have one of my favorite guests, and I'm not going to go into a whole big spiel about him because he's really terrific, and it's David Meltzer. And he's not only is he a great sports agent and an author, I'm with the author of Connected to Goodness, and a philanthropist as well with Warren Moon there with his sports agency and going out and helping others in the community, in there, those who are involved in sports, and then also those that are involved around sports as well. And they're doing so much good work, and I know he's up to great stuff. So I just want to say good morning, David. Hi, David. Oh, I hope you're there, because they got your whole time up. I've got you up. Okay, hold on a second. Let's try this again. I hate this. Hold up, guys. It's so much fun. Now you know we're live. Hi. This is what they're talking about when they talk about live stuff, the nonsense that can go on.
Oh.
How are you,
hear me?
David? Yes, I certainly can. How are you?
I got the better end.
I know.
Of
isn't it crazy?
I
just had it. You know, I'm just like, I'm sitting there going, oh, no, this is like David. Like, people need to hear him. Hi. Stop acting crazy.
Well, good.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm just trying to keep life, you know, happening and going and what have you. Yesterday was my birthday. So I was kind of, thank you very much. I'm just, you know, other people are telling me, oh, I can't even deal with that with my birthday. Oh, I'm getting old, this, that, and the other. And I keep telling them the same thing, the alternative. Do you like that idea?
Oh, I love it.
If you don't like the alternative, then I'll tell you what you need to do. Get it together, people.
Exactly.
It's just got to be different. So what have you been up to with Connected to Goodness? I know you've had books, and you had your first book that really did well, and there was a second book. Has that been released yet?
You know, the first book keeps selling, so our agent is holding back. I'm actually writing my fifth book right now with Blaine Bartlett called Compassionate Capitalism. So when they launch these books, I have A Way to Happiness, Getting Out of Your Own Way, Don't Do Business with Dicks, and Compassionate Capitalism. So we're building a slate of books that we can enjoy. But knock on wood, you know, Connected to Goodness keeps beating the numbers. It's a bestseller. Every month it gets more and more. And, you know, I owed a great amount of gratitude to you, Shemaine. You were one of the first people to have me on when I wrote the book about a year ago. And everything has taken off since then. So thank you so much for giving me a platform for people to listen.
I'm more than happy to do it. Because it's extremely important. I mean, I'm a writer myself, so I understand what you need in terms of author platforms. And it's very important to establish one, because with the number of people who are self-publishing and publishing itself kind of being a bit on the influx side, you know, they're always looking for that surefire something. And it's not, it doesn't always work out exactly that way.
Yeah, no. You know, it's, if you seek the truth, there can be no failure. And I'm always on that constant journey like yours to seek the truth. And it's been just a heck of a journey and just so grateful. So things are going amazing. We have a bunch of great new projects going on. I started a thing called the Meltzer Mission and the 30-Day Gratitude Challenge. And so I'm challenging people to say thank you before they go to bed and when they wake up, 30 straight days, so it goes into their subconscious. And we have the Meltzer Mission, as it's called, in these 30-day challenges. And I'm having mission meetings that people can call in and listen to, and you can go to themeltzermission.com. But we have hundreds of people in the first 30 days that are signing in and listening to different people's mission and how we deal with it, utilizing the principles from my book. So it's been a crazy, crazy ride.
All right, well, but that's all good stuff because it's all positive reinforcement. And these days, we need that. And we, you know, it's just, and not just on the level of, you know, everybody thinks, well, sports agent, you're dealing with people who are at the high echelon of sports. So they've got these great contracts and lots of money and all of these kinds of things. However, I always try to keep it in balance and think, you know, I always think to myself, you know, when you have the money and you've got the things and you're doing this kind of stuff like that, it's always important to pay that forward because it's a blessing you've received because it's a very it seems like it's on a very grand scale. But when you think about the number of people we have in this country versus the number of athletes we have in what we consider to be the major sporting types of things, you know, your football and all that kind of thing, it's a very small percentage. So it's really a very, it's kind of almost rarefied air. And in that case, it's really important to give thanks and be grateful and pay that forward. And at the same time, that also helps people who were, you know, down, you know, kind of middle class or maybe struggling through some things to be grateful for the days of just opening up your eyes. If that's all you have to be grateful for that day, you should be grateful for it. I absolutely love that project.
Thanks. And, you know, sports, it goes beyond professional sports. I don't know if you saw this. Chris Singleton, the kid from South Carolina whose mom was a reverend and she was killed by that evil guy who came in and shot up the church. But
oh my God.
Yeah, but
that
listen to this. This kid but this kid goes out the next day and all he says is that me and my family have forgiven him. And instead of racial riots down in South Carolina, the president goes down there, the community bonds together and they end up taking down the Confederate flag from Charleston City Hall that has been flying there since the 1800s. And
it's the truth.
The exact opposite of what this evil guy intended, to separate us, to create attacking thoughts and hatred. And his only quote was, love is stronger than hate. And, you know, this is the story for me of the month of what sports, this young kid's a baseball player. He stayed close to home to be close to his mom, could have played anywhere, and he stayed in South Carolina and played there. And here he is with a greater and grander message, uniting not only Charleston, but all of South Carolina and all of our country, and understanding that these attacking thoughts do nothing but bond us closer together and make us all relative to one another, that love is stronger than hate. And so that's what sports means to me, far beyond make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun.
I agree with you. I really do agree with you. And you know, and just in some kind of weird way, the weird side, I have a weird side story for that one. Don't ask me how I did it, and I have no idea how I wound up on this guest list. But back in April, I attended a state dinner at the White House.
Awesome.
So I went to the state dinner, met the president and the first lady, had a chance to hug Joe Biden, talked to Russell Wilson, for whom I had no idea who he was.
Nice.
And my son said to me when I got back, I was showing them, and I said, oh, that's a young, nice young man I was speaking with. They both flipped out on me and said, how did you not know that was Russell? I said, I'm kind of local. If he'd been a Manning, I would have recognized him. But you know, I didn't recognize him. He was just a really nice young man to talk to.
He sure is.
And it
he
was
sure
just
is.
A strange thing to actually make it there. But what was the weirdest thing in the world is I met the mayor of Charleston there.
Wow.
Before this happened.
Wow.
I mean, and my mother's from South Carolina. And in talking with him, and I gave him my family last names, the funny thing about the South is that they have lots of knowledge of back, like, you know, like family stuff.
Sure.
They
yeah.
really are into that. But the thing what I really loved the most was when the president was there for that eulogy, I don't think I stopped crying. I cried through the entire thing.
Me too.
I was just so upset. I was uplifted and I was upset. You know, for that kind of hatred to bubble up in people and to not value life based on race.
And that was hatred.
I mean, just deep hatred for what?
For himself. You know, we both know what the true hatred is. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
We learn to love you, right? And none of these problems happen if you learn to love you.
Exactly. You've got to be able to love the person who looks back at you in the mirror. And that's one of the things that I believe that your connected to goodness really actually promotes. In that sense, because when people are connected to goodness, it gives you an inner light that shines, and it also gives you a lightness of spirit, you know, and it allows you to get out of the recesses of your mind for where the negativity wants to dwell and plant seeds and sprout.
Yep.
And allows you to get out and get beyond the tip of your nose.
No doubt. And, you know, speaking of which, you know, you can say that Russell Wilson kid that you met is someone who works closely with Warren and I and, you know, just signed his first big agreement. And, you know, Warren was coaching him on the fact of not being scarce and understanding putting yourself in other people's shoes. Most amazing thing about Russell Wilson, to your point, is when he lost the Super Bowl, which was heartbreaking, on the last play last year, which was one of the most exciting Super Bowls. But he took full accountability for making the mistake. And the amazing thing was he did not, because he loves himself, because he knows what is good and what is right, and knows that he did his best and made a mistake. On Tuesday after the Super Bowl, he was back at the hospital in Seattle visiting those kids like he does every Tuesday in Seattle. Like nothing had happened.
Wow.
Like nothing happened.
Wow.
And you don't see that in many people, let alone these great quarterbacks, you know, the day after basically he got home from what may have been the most disappointing, you know, game of his entire career, his entire life, in his moment. And yet his wherewithal to connect to goodness and understand the decency and what it means to all those people to be there with those kids in the hospital. So you're hanging around and attracting the right people with the right ideas, and I applaud you. So you're a gift.
Well, I thank you so much, because, you know, I really believe I love when athletes get outside of that. Because there's so many people who get involved in, not that there's anything wrong with having a nice car, not that there's anything wrong with having a nice house, or nice clothes, or whatever. It's not there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Right.
However, I'm always reminded, now this is a story that I remember hearing many, many, many moons ago, and this is not an athlete, but it is somebody who's in Hollywood, and I believe Will Smith was the one that told the story, and he's talking about himself with his father, you know, not too long after he was, you know, the breakout guy, you know, the Fresh Prince and all the rest
yeah.
of the things that started happening to him afterwards. He apparently had his father out of his house, and he had this garage with umpteen cars in it, and he was showing him, he's like, oh, he had to show his father all the fly rides. This is Jada's ride for this and that and this, that, blah, blah. This is all. Apparently it was a lot of cars. But and after after he got through with this grand tour, his father said to him, that's nice, son, everything. He said, but how many asses do you have? You can only drive one car at a time.
Exactly.
And I thought to myself, that is just the most pristine, perfect way of crystallizing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get all these things and what have you, and you can only do so much. But yeah, you can only drive but one car at a time. You can only live in one home at a time, in one room.
Right.
You can't be in two. You know, that kind of thing. And I thought to myself, I said, that is a really, I said, you know, that's just some, I said, my goodness, it's what my grandmother used to call common sense that's just not so common.
No doubt. You know, and during the rookie symposium, they talk about to these rookie football players, right? One car,
mm-hmm.
one woman, one car, one house. You know, you keep yourself, be at home, you know, by midnight. And these simple rules will keep you out of trouble. But the truth is, you know, we have this utopic feeling of truth and love. But we live at this vibration. We live on this earth. And like you say, where the conflict comes is that people feel a lack of worth and they feel guilty when they make a lot of money. It's not making a lot of money, because I've been there. You know, I went through this myself. I lost millions and millions of dollars because I lost my own gratitude. But what I learned is that I feel so worthy when I do the right things with my money. And that means have one nice car, have one nice house, have one nice wife. But, you know, everything else should go to others and to help empower others, to empower others, to create this great, you know, this great energy that helps other people be happy.
Absolutely, and you got to keep and you got to push it out. And sometimes what really made me makes you a favorite and somebody I consider to be a friend and a wonderful man, just a general wonderful man, is the fact that you experienced that and it motivated you to change your life in a more positive fashion, and you didn't become more focused in the sense of, well, now that I've got myself here, I'm going to go out here and start making all the money in the world and doing all of this kind of stuff and just, you know, getting kind of, you know, okay, I'm not going to get anybody's political side or anything like that. I'm just going to call it Trump-like. And that kind of thing. I said that kind of deal. I mean, you know, if you have that kind of wealth and all of that kind of thing like that, that's fine. It's just like I don't have a problem with people who have money and what have you, because everybody says, oh, love, you know, money is the root of all evil. I said, no, that's not the quote. The quote is the love of it is the root of all evil.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's
good,
what
good.
The problem is.
Yes,
exactly.
Ma'am. That's a great distinction.
Yeah, you got to make that distinction. Money is not evil because it's necessary to move around in things in life. What is evil is the love of it.
Yes.
So you can just easily fall in.
Yes.
Oh, I know it. And I know it. But, you know, you work with some of the most wonderful people. And, you know, like this year, it has taken me a little bit. It has taken me more than just a little bit to get used to my New York Yankees the way they look right now. And not that we're not in first place and what have you. I was mad for them for losing on my birthday, of course. I always get mad when that happens. And but I was watching these younger people out there, and now the team, I have to kind of readjust myself. Because today is Jorge Posada's birthday. He is a year younger than my sister, so he's, I think, 44 today.
Wow.
And what have you. Isn't that enough crazy how I follow the, I follow all the Yankees' birthdays?
Okay.
except Barry Clinton. I follow most of them, and I'm starting to follow the younger ones because some of them are now younger than my children.
Right. Crazy.
So I go, oh, how'd that happen? How old are you? You're 23. Yeah. Oh, my God. How old are you? And then you said, so I'm trying to retune myself that way. But I have seen so much done, like our Mariano Rivera's foundation has been, he's always been very active. We've had the privilege of running in and been very, and when we ran into him, we were cool, okay? We were some cool customers because we don't want, because we know he will be attacked, okay? He will be attacked. They will go all over him in no time. But he is just the most wonderful person, so humble, so fan, just a lovely person. And I think to myself, wow, I love that kind of thing. I mean, for the success and the height that he got. I mean, he climbed the summit. He made it past it. He got to the summit. He made it to the top of the mountain.
No doubt.
And he's just one of the most humble people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. Like, just for like 2 seconds. It was just kind of like a, good morning, Mr. Rivera. We really appreciate you. We like you. We want you to have breakfast in peace. Thank you. And that's it. He was having pancakes. So we were fast.
Right.
He probably doesn't even remember how quick. He wouldn't remember us. We made it fast, but we honestly didn't want to attract attention to him.
Right.
So he was having pancakes. I mean, the man's eating breakfast. Why are we going to bother? Make people come over and bother him.
No, that's a very common thing, right? And people put themselves in that perspective. They forget. So that's
exactly.
Very nice.
And I'm like, he's a person. Leave him alone. Don't do that kind of stuff. But the thing is, I like that he has the foundation. Derek Jeter has it. Many, many, many athletes haven't forgotten where they come from. They're very involved in charity work for children, for women. I know when Derek Jeter did his fragrance, he could have gone with anything in the world, but he went with Avon. Avon is what? That's a woman-owned company, and mostly women are involved in that.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, wow. I said that was a really. I said that was a choice that really showed his character.
He's an amazing guy, and I still know. My friend, the Steiners over there are working at it. I really want you to meet with both Mariano and Derek since they're so close. That's one thing on my bucket list for you is to get that arranged. I've tried several occasions.
I would love to do
canceled.
It. It's a chess.
So.
I would love it. It would be the greatest thing because right now I'm keeping everything high and light and wonderful right now. I've got some health issues going on right now. And I am drowning in medical debt. That's part of my thing. That's why I'm so glad that you're talking to rookies about managing their money, about not getting involved. Like, you know, for instance, like the housewives shows and those types of shows. I don't really kind of get into that kind of thing because there's a part of my life that I don't care if I could afford it. There's something about buying a pair of shoes that hurt my feet for over $600-$700 that would never happen. Would never happen.
Right.
Even if I could afford it, I wouldn't do it. Because I can't do that. My mindset, I don't have that mindset. I just really don't. My mindset is more of, okay, what can I do? What can I do for my family? What can I do to contribute to community? What can I do to donate, you know, time or money or what have you to different, you know, organizations? You know, I try to stay very active in the MS Society, and I try to stay active politically in the sense that I write to people who are, you know, who are a part of making some of these decisions to try to say, listen, I'm managing, I mean, I'm treading water. And when I say I'm treading as fast as I know how to. I said, but there are other people that are sinking, and it's not because they're deadbeats or anything like that. It's just that insurance companies are now cutting off, health insurance are cutting off parts of coverage that were considered wellness things. So now you've got these huge, like, copays coming in, like these bills that are coming in after you pay copay, and you're also paying a premium every month. And then you sit there, and then every time you turn around, you're just slowly being drained of everything you've got.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm just like, and you're underwater. But in the morning, I just say to myself, okay, dear God, I'm just thinking, I thank you for this day that I've opened up my eyes. And I thank you for the time that I have and the people that I know. And I ask for blessings and prosperity for all of my friends and those, all those who are in need now, who need that extra push right now. And I pray for them. I want them to have that. And in my case, when I'm, you know, and I say prayers for you too, David, that you continue on your path, that you, because you and Mr. Moon have been doing a wonderful job of taking out that normal kind of caricature that people associate with sports agents.
Yeah.
And you're redefining it. And I really have to say that I appreciate it because, you know, agent people all, you know, for some reason they get into slime mode.
Right. Yeah. It's an interesting thing. Well, and they brand you that way, you know. Look at the new show, Ballers. I don't know if you had the opportunity to watch that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, and that actually kind of is. I can see where they're trying to be funny and things like that. I said, well, I watched Arliss. I said, I kind of don't watch Ballers because I watch Arliss.
we actually were the technical consultants on Arliss, but Lee did not want to put his name to it.
I love that show.
Yeah, he didn't want to put his name to it because he hated the negative connotations that it gave, but they utilize those stories in that way to build that, and that's one of my favorites. So Any Given Sunday, Arliss, For the Love of the Game.
Oh
yeah,
my sons were telling me this week, they were reminding, well, Mom, you saw Any Given Sunday, you know about jawbreakers here in New York, right?
I woke up
in the morning and I went, seriously? And then I just sat there going, seriously? I said, are there 10-year-olds in the locker room? What in the world is that? I don't understand it so much. And then my son said to me, I said, they don't do that in baseball locker rooms. I don't hear about anybody throwing punches and junk in there. What in the world is it? And then my sons tell me, well, you know, Mom, you have to remember, football is a much more aggressive type kind of sport. So when you get in a locker room, these guys are, you know. I said,
yeah, over here.
Okay, so what? Their brains melt in the locker room? What?
Over $600? Oh,
yes. I just said to myself, I said, what possessed you to not just say, listen, man, my bad, you know what? You get, I don't know what his contract is, how much money he gets. Now, I can see me flipping out over $600 and what have you like that, because for me, that's a chunk.
Yeah.
But, you know, for him, I'm going, do you really do that? Did you really do that? And I don't,
yeah,
he did this whole thing. I don't get it.
Yeah, I love the fact that the Buffalo Bills just picked him up right afterwards. Like
Oh my God, Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, And then he opted for the surgery as opposed to having his jaw wired shut.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I believe as I just read that.
Correct. Yes, he did.
And
correct.
I looked at it, and I said, I want to ask David about that. I said, is it really like that? I mean, you know, I know Warren Moon was in there and what have you. Is it really that nutty in his locker room?
It can be because there's a lot of nuts. football's a different game, and so you have, you know, these guys there that are amped up and hyper aggressive, and they're trained to be that way, and they get off the field, and it's almost like when you're in an argument and you wish while you were in an argument that you could just decompress. So, you know, here you spent the last three hours you just spent hyping yourself up and doing all these things. And there's no time to decompress. So when you get in the locker room, your immediate reaction, again, is one that is aggressive and stupid. But you're not on the playing field anymore. And that's why football has a lot more of those than baseball.
And I can see. Well, my mother was reading it, and she said to me, of course, you know, my mother, old school stuff going on. So she looked at this. She says, I don't care what 600, Dad. That's a lack of home training.
Yeah, lack of control. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I told you she's from South Carolina, but they're hot. They're big on home training.
Well, she did a good job.
Okay,
you.
And take it from me for having been raised by her. Yeah, home training is a big deal. She's a fun lady that way. But
I
tell you, though, David, you are an absolute pleasure. I absolutely love everything that you do because I do skulk around you. I kind of hide. And I look and I see what little fun things that you've been up to. And I just kind of watch everything and I think, wow, this is a really great guy that's doing some really terrific things and really just taking away. I love how you're washing the slime off of sports agents. I love how you're doing that because it's just, people literally have, when you hear agent, people want to take showers. And they, you know, an agent, you know, blah. And, you know, that kind of thing. And you are just such the antithesis of that. And I think that's as a result of your experience, the people you've surrounded yourself with have been such great influences on you. And having to deal with the situation that you did personally and how it changed you and change your perspective makes you that super angel agent to me.
Oh, that's too nice, but thank you so much.
Oh, because you've been an angel. I mean, you're connected to goodness. What else could be connected to goodness? What's better than an angel?
Oh, well, I really appreciate it. I joke around, you know, my birthday is January 11th and 111. Is the sign of the angel, and I try to walk.
I didn't even know that.
I try to walk.
Well, then I hit it on target, and I didn't even know.
I try to walk like one, but I do live with this vibration. I'm human, and what you don't want to fall into is the land of hypocrisy. Is like I said today, my pursuit of the truth is knowing that I trust the universe. That if I do the right things. And I forgive myself for when I don't, but if I do the right things with the right intentions, that everything will be better and the best for all and create this abundance. And that pursuit of the truth is what I encourage all to do. And that truth comes from yourself. And, you know, sometimes we just get lost on our journey and we need a little bit of inspiration to consciously think about what's possible, dream about being inspired and making it probable, and then taking the specific action to make it your perspective or your reality. And that's the cycle from mind to thought into action. And we have to drive and download all that we can from this utopia, from love, from sureness, from truth, and then bring it down to this vibration, to this earth, where we have sports agents and people beating each other up and hatred and attacking thoughts and insecurities and fear, right? I define fear to people all the time as false evidence appearing real. And we have to realize that when we're afraid that this is just false evidence appearing real, that the reality is love and truth. And no matter what our situation is, we're always better pursuing that.
Yes, and I mean, we're better focusing on it, because when we focus on the negative side, that also really kind of, you know, that hurts us not only in a mental or in a spiritual sense, but it's also physically.
Yeah, no doubt, and it manifests itself in a variety of different ways, and especially with stress.
Oh, yes, definitely it does. And so you've got to be very careful. People have to be careful, and I believe that they should stay connected to goodness, which means buying your book so they can get on that journey there. Because I know the half hour always slips by me so quickly when I'm talking. You have so much great information and so many positive things to share that I want our audience to always get the best out of it.
Thank you
so much for contact, because I know it's early out there on the West Coast, so I appreciate your time very, very much.
I appreciate you and any time, and I love talking to you, and I only wish you the best happiness and health, and I look forward
to next time
that we speak. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm waiting for that. Well, when you get that second book going, because it sounds like you've got a lot of books in the chamber loaded up, ready to go. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, we do, and I appreciate it. So, and then you will get the first copy signed, so thank you.
Oh, and I will, and believe me, and I will read that from cover to cover. That I can promise you.
I love
but
you. Thank
I
you, dear.
Thank you for joining us today. It's really been wonderful to have you on the show today. I can't thank you enough. And, you know, I don't know how you guys are feeling, but it's hot as I don't know what here. I don't know how
same
you're
here,
doing.
Same here. We're hot. We're
so
hot
I've been living in my air conditioning, because, you know, with the MS, we can't. They sent out an alert for us this morning. They said, if you have anything to do, you have to do it before 9 o'clock in the morning or after 7 o'clock at night. But you can't go out in the middle of the day, which is true
cool.
Because because we can't. If we're hot, it's not a good scene. It's a bad
no, it's
scene.
Not.
And so
no,
it's like we'd like for it to be great, but we fall. Oh, you have not seen anything till you've seen that happen. And I've had it happen to me once or twice, and that was enough to cure me to pay attention and stay inside and do it. I operate exactly that way. I either get up first thing in the morning and go and do what I got to do, or I go and I just have to wind up waiting and just doing until later on in the day. Those are my choices.
Stay cool and be smart. You're very, very, very
exactly.
Wise.
You got to use your head there. But again, David, thank you so much, and I wish all the best to you and your family, your wife, your son, your daughters, and everybody there. And I hope that Mr. Moon's doing well, and all your clients. I'm sure they are thrilled. And I will wait ever so patiently for the Steiners to come up with something, because I am dying to meet Mr. Jeter and Mr. Rivera more than just, you know, saying hi and trying to let the poor man eat his pancakes in peace.
I promise it's on my list. So thank you for your patience, and I will look forward to our next conversation.
Oh, absolutely. And you know I'm going to have you, and I can't wait to see what's up coming up next. So, yeah, like I said, I'm skulking around. That's why I pop up.
I love it. Anytime.
But thank you for
talk
joining
you
it. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful day. You stay cool, happy, and healthy, and with the wonderful attitude you always have.
I love you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Love you too, then, David. Thanks for joining us. And I'd like to thank our audience for joining us as well. And if you want to find out how you can connect to goodness, you can go on to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, some of your independent bookstores, and you can find David Melsard's book, Connected to Goodness. I suggest you pick it up, because it's a very, very good read, and it's a very inspiring read for those who are either going or just living life or have some problems going on. It's a very good book for you to sit down and read, and it really touches you in an area to really motivate you to do things in your life. So once again, it's the end of our show here, and we will be back be back next Monday with Barbara Slane, who will be talking to us about taking control of our health. That ought to be a really good one. And I thank you all for joining us today on Who You Calling Old. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Take very good care.
Just begun.